Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Promises made. Promises kept.
We've turned the page on endless wars, crippling debt, open borders, ruinous inflation, and a lack of respect for our country.
History happens here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
A big, beautiful bill. The status of that we'll dig into in a little bit. Also, an incredibly successful trip wrapping up to the Middle East by Donald J. Trump, showing, a way to go. Peace through superior power. That doesn't necessarily always mean military. It could be economic power. So I think he achieved some very good things while he made his rounds around the Middle East. Coming up at 9:05, Congressman Byron Donalds is going to join us, and it's going to be interesting because, you know, of course, he is in on what's going on with the big, beautiful bill and the budget process and all of that, but also a run for governor. And what's in the mix? What will he share with us? Well, if you want to find out, just make sure you're listening at 9:05 or get the Bob Rose Show podcast, which is available wherever you normally download your podcast. You click on subscribe, and you never will miss a minute of the show. One of the things they're talking about, the fallout, if they don't pass the budget bill, apparently millions of Americans could lose their health insurance. Wow. Nearly 10 million Americans could be without health insurance if the big, beautiful bill does not pass. The White House, well, they put out a warning in a memo on Saturday. The Trump administration cited a study by the White House Council of Economic Advisors, and they warn 8.2, maybe up to 9.2 million more Americans could be without health insurance as a result of an ensuing recession. Wow. If President Donald Trump's budget measure does not pass. The research assumes that the U.S. had approximately 27 million uninsured people in 2025. If the budget bill does not pass, that could increase to approximately 36 million uninsured people, far closer to the approximately 50 million people who were uninsured before the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, back in 2010. The White House said that states that generously expanded Medicaid to previously ineligible residents will pull back their coverage during a severe recession. But it also qualifies its conclusions by saying that this analysis assumes, quote, no policy countermeasures, which the White House describes as very unlikely, but a plausible worst case. So, look, you should pass the bill on its merits. Don't play into what the Democrats would use as like a fear and a ploy from that perspective. Why not do that? Sell it on its merits. We've got to get spending under control. We have to start somewhere. We found waste and fraud. Let's make sure that we solidify that moving forward so that if you do get another Democrat president in there, they just don't, you know, return things back to, you know, the wild, wild west as far as money being shoveled and spent all over the world and not even necessarily getting to what they say its purpose is. The White House projects the expiration of the tax cuts, which is another issue, would also result in reduced consumer spending drained by higher individual taxes. This would impact small business investment and hiring, tighten the availability of credit, and push interest rates greater. So, yes, there are valid reasons why everybody should want this bill passed. But, of course, there's going to be those that get in the way, even Republicans. Yeah, some Republicans have not been playing nice. Yeah. We'll try to narrow that down a little bit and give you some of the list. I know that both in the House and the Senate, there's been some that, yeah, people need to be aware of that.
Absolutely.
Israel reported Sunday that it found the body of Hamas de facto leader, Mohammed Sinwar, in a tunnel in Khan Yunis after he was killed in a series of airstrikes last week. But they just recently found the body. At least 100 people have been killed in the latest series of airstrikes. His body was found as Hamas was offered to release 9 hostages in exchange for a 60-day military ceasefire in an effort to slow down the fighting and the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Sinwar was a younger brother of Yahya Sinwar, the former Hamas leader in Gaza. Zachariah was killed in an airstrike Saturday night, other reports claimed. It's the third Sinwar brother to be killed in the ongoing battle.
Wow.
So, yeah, action continues to rage, and
sounds like terror is the family business, doesn't it?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
it? Mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live.
Remember when it was funny?
I do.
Yeah, back in the day.
I do. Yeah. And but, you know, what would you call it? I mean, is it a reflection of pop culture? I think it was at one time. Now it's a reflection of just a segment of pop culture.
With a political agenda.
Clearly. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson, who set a record for women with her 7th appearance as host, used her monologue to lead most of the current cast of the NBC sketch Institution in a song sung to the tune of Billy Joel's Piano Man. The performance looked back on an eventful year that included an election, an epic anniversary special, and a star-studded concert. Sing us a song, it's your monologue. The 50th season is through. She sang this along with several of the regular players on Saturday Night Live. Johansson teased, then took back a guest appearance that would have been keeping with the season's access of guest stars. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Joel, she wrote this song. And it's been a great season, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess there are some changes. But during this, they had to skewer the president and his Middle East trip. They had to somehow find a way to make fun of that. And, I mean, this...
Yet here's something that will be good for Americans. It will bring jobs, which means money for Americans. And that's what they find time to make fun of. Because they're just being ignorant.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. As in nearly every episode of this season, James Austin Johnson did his impression of President Donald Trump in the cold open segment, which had him finding love with Saudi Arabia's crown prince,
oh my goodness,
Mohammed bin Salman. And Johnson's Trump broke the fourth wall and walked into the audience at the end of the bit.
Okay.
I just, a love affair.
Right.
I mean, better to have a good relationship than to be completely snubbed like Biden was.
Oh, yeah.
And remember when gas prices were going up and he went there with like hat in hand and they were like...
Yeah, forget you.
We remember all the things you said about you're going to destroy the the gas and oil business.
Uh-huh.
And now you're coming to us begging us to pump more oil?
No.
Oh, it didn't work that way, pal.
No.
Jack. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So Saturday Night Live, I just think they're
I think it might not, and again, when it came out, we were still kind of young, but so the earliest, I was never a huge fan of the show, but I liked eras, and I liked, I think, with Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
To me, those two were my favorites probably of all time when you look back on it.
Yeah.
And the things
Of the early stuff with John Belushi I thought was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
So. Now, there was definitely some entertaining stuff in there, and it still can be entertaining from time to time. It just seems like, you know, and I don't watch it like I used to. When the kids were at home, you know, when they were young adults, you know, they would watch it.
Right.
And after the fact, of course.
Sure.
My kids weren't allowed to stay up that late.
Right.
Even when they were 19. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so I'd watch along with them many times.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there were parts that were kind of funny.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on. There's a lot at stake,
a lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Don't be shy. And if you don't get through right away, please try us back. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
So what's bugging me is Alachua County decided that they're going to have a meeting to discuss road safety and what your concerns are about the roads. And guess what time it is? 4 to 6, when everybody is working. So I mean, they have it all figured out that, oh, we can't get anybody here that actually works and is on the roads because we're all working.
Well, that's the best time for them to make their decisions. Yeah. Why would they want input from people that are actually utilizing the roads during its busiest time?
Oh, you mean taxpayers?
Yeah, those people.
Those people.
Those pesky people.
They don't want to hear from you.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. My complaint here today is Pam Bondi. You know, I understand people's hands get tied, but, you know, where are all the arrests? We have so much evidence against the left. Nobody's arresting anybody. I think Pam Bondi needs to go, and they need to put Matt Gaetz in. That's what's bugging me today, boys.
All right. Well, we're 100 days in, 120 days in. Should we be a little bit more patient, or is it time to start, you know, giving us some results? I don't know, but you've got a good point. Good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
Oh, God, bugging me. You know, for a while we saw no chemtrails in the sky. We got rain. It was wonderful. And now they had dirty their back, and they have been here for 3 or 4 days, and they're just every morning across the sky before daylight about. I come out, I'm a sky watcher because I watch those hawks. I get rid of them so my birds can eat. And those chemtrails are back. And, boy, we need to get in touch with Donald Trump's Skywatch and tell him where they are, and these have these pilots arrested when they come off those planes because they're killing our plants and everything else that they can kill on planet Earth, and we're breathing it, and it's full of aluminum, and we're getting Alzheimer's, and I'm really tired of it. Thank you so much for letting me complain about it.
No, you're welcome, Kay. You've been on the cutting edge of a lot of issues. This one's been around for a long time. We were always told, you know, oh, that's tinfoil hat material, you know, the chemtrails.
Well, she did say aluminum, so.
Well, that is true. 877-975-9825. We've got some open skylines right now, so take advantage of that. And we'll go to Doodah Man. What's bugging you?
Yeah, yesterday, effectively, we found out that the Democrats have won on the immigration issue. It's the end of our country's 20 million people due process. And today we find out, or yesterday night, that Biden's dying of cancer. It's really hard for me to be sympathetic. That's a terrible thing, but he's effectively killed our country. It's bugging me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it's bugging a lot of people. We didn't really even dig into that, where SCOTUS has, you know, come out in this ruling. I don't know if this is an initial or if this is the deal, but yeah, they're saying, you know, you there's a procedure before you can get rid of somebody, and that they are entitled to that, even though there was no due process when they entered the country. They didn't follow any due process, didn't do anything legal to get here, but apparently we have to go through all the individual cases.
That's irritating and bugging. It's
insurmountable. It can't be done. I mean, it would take a lifetime to do it. It's absurd on many different levels. If that's going to be the final word, there's going to be a lot more problems where that came from. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. And good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
So this morning I'm watching Maria Bartiromo's show, and Liz Peek is on there, and she said something very interesting, that the form of prostate cancer that Biden has is very slow-moving, and The theory is they've known about this thing. It's been being treated for a long time, and they just dropped it right now because of all the bad press he's gotten out. So once again, they're using something that pulls at our heartstrings. Cancer's a horrible thing, but they're kind of dropping it for political needs right now. It's just, you know, it never ends. Anyway, thank you, guys. I hope he's fine, but, you know, if that's the truth, that really stinks.
No, I got you, Tom. Look, what did they know? When did they know it? Is this another cover-up? But didn't Joe Biden pretty much tell us 2 years ago?
The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that's why I and so many other people I grew up with have cancer. Cancer.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Biden said that. When questioned about it at the time, would they say, it's Joe. It's a little gaffe. It's nothing. No, he's fine. He's totally fine mentally, but yeah, he might have made a little slip there. He does like to insert himself in all kinds of things, you know. I went to synagogue more than half the Jews I know. I used to be a truck driver. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah. And the list goes on. But
I think he just slipped up that day.
Slipped up about the truth.
Yes.
Not just inserted himself in a something that wasn't true.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's go back to 877-975-9825. And Wayne, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll tell you what's bugging me. This thing about all these people whining and crying and pulling on the heartstrings that Biden has cancer and stuff. So all you lefties and hippies out there, is called karma.
Ooh.
News.
You need to know what's going on. You need to know what the issues are.
Weather.
Weather is the number one.
Traffic.
Avoid any car pileups and I-75 jams.
News.
It's important to be informed across the board.
Weather.
Is it sun or is it rain?
To help me plan my day.
Traffic.
I need to get to work and pick up the kids on time.
Just turn on the sky.
I need the right side of the news.
And you know.
I want to make sure I'm getting the most correct information available.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
I think it's really important for people to be informed.
The News Weather Traffic Station.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you need to know,
the judge doesn't make that determination. I think the President of the United States is the one.
You need the sky.
This historic partnership with the state of Florida using 287G officers.
Everywhere.
To arrest illegal aliens across the state.
News Talk 97.3.
The sky.
University of Florida police arrested a 13-year-old P.K. Young developmental research school student. P.K. Young is really under the guidance of University of Florida. That's why they call it a developmental research school. It's not a regular public school, if you will.
It's an experiment.
Yes.
Yes.
And according to University Police Department release, they had a student who made a social media post that was perceived as a bomb threat to the school. Yep. The student was charged with one count of written threat to kill or injure, which is a felony charge in Florida. That's right, a felony. It's also charged with one count of false report about planting a bomb or explosive device, one count of unlawful use of a two-way communications device. The social media post sent out Thursday evening with a threat to bomb the school, seen by several peers, reported it to the school, UFPD. Officers investigated with the help of PK Young administrators, and they identified the suspect. Teenager was taken to Alachua Regional Juvenile Detention Center. And, of course, they're happy that this threat was reported fairly quickly, and, you know, they were able to address it fairly early on. Kids, I guess. Well, I don't know. Can he claim ignorance on this
nowadays at 13?
And I don't even know for sure it's a he. Do we?
Oh, I guess not.
I don't know for sure.
Don't know. No, and you can't tell teen. These days.
You yeah. can't tell these days.
No, because they can't make up their mind.
Oh.
Well, so, years ago, my Blake went there, and he would come home. And this is going back a number of years now, and he'd come home and go, yeah. All the girls think they're lesbians. It's a fad they're going through. They'll get over it eventually. And that was like, you know, 6-7 years ago when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Like he saw it then. It's like all the, but, you know, when you've got teachers that can walk around with your little equal sign on your laptop, I mean, you're kind of promoting things in a school system, which maybe it probably isn't really your job.
No. And, I mean, we know that some of the curriculum and some of that stuff, yep. I don't know about PK specifically, but yeah, it was absolutely not age-appropriate, ridiculous. I don't know if any of it was really appropriate for anybody, maybe other than high schoolers. And then I'm not sure why the material needed to really be covered, so to speak.
Right. Is that the education you think that you went to college to then teach children? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the president has a birthday coming up, and he's a lot like me.
Yeah.
He wants some attention. He wants some special maybe gifts or whatever for his birthday. It's coming up June 14th.
Nice.
And so they're going to have a big old, not surprise party, but it'll be big.
Okay.
And they want to do like a big parade.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe even sort of including some military type stuff.
Okay,
you know?
Cool. Yeah.
We're not going to, our soldiers aren't going to march different.
Right.
Hey, that straight knee thing.
No arms like pointed out forward into the air in a very stiff
manner. Yeah, no.
Nothing like that.
Well, Elon might, but. We're going to celebrate his birthday, and isn't it the birthday of the United States coming up in July? What are we? We're 250.
Yeah.
I've been shaving for 235 years.
Still doing good, though. In the big scheme, at the moment, at least.
At the moment.
Yeah.
And we'll take it.
We'll take it.
Because that's all we can deal with.
Yeah.
Refuse Fascism is the name of a group that is claiming to be behind an event to protest Trump's birthday. They have held rallies against the Trump administration downtown L.A. and other cities. This is somebody from the group, Sunsara Taylor, said Donald Trump is trashing the rule of law. He's disappearing immigrants. He's threatening to do the same without any due process for legal citizens. Really?
Really?
For legal citizens.
I missed that somehow.
The other day on television, he said he didn't know if he has to abide by the Constitution. This is an emergency, not just for people in this country, but for all over the planet. The group is calling June 14th No King's Day. No King's Day.
Okay, Bob, listen to that premise. We're protesting someone's birth. Mm-hmm. I mean, really? You know, you really didn't have anything to do with it, and
He was forced.
Yes.
Without his consent.
They didn't even ask if he wanted to be born. That's the kind of parents he had.
I still want to hear about this, you know, authoritarianism that Bruce Springsteen was talking about on stage. Where's this authoritarianism that they keep referring to? You mean, really? Returning dangerous criminals to their home country that are not citizens? Is that really authoritarian? Or is that actually somebody who's looking out for the constitutional republic and the rights of the citizens? Huh. Funny how they don't really see it that way, isn't it?
They missed something there, didn't they?
Yep. Newsweek, however, reported the protest is actually being organized by a group named No Kings, along with partners such as Black Voters Matter and the Declaration for American Democracy. The group is mobilizing volunteers to show up everywhere Trump isn't, to say no thrones, no crowns, no kings. It remains to be seen how many supporters will respond to the call. Beginning the day of his first inauguration, protests against Donald Trump have become a regular and predictable feature during his terms in office, yet rarely have they produced massive numbers that had the national sweep like the demonstrations and riots after the 2020 death of George Floyd. As for June 14th in D.C., the administration is holding a parade to mark the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. The parade will reportedly feature dozens of tanks, thousands of marching troops, military aircraft flying over the Capitol. Wow. So they're protesting Donald J. Trump. He wants to be a king. I didn't know that.
I somehow missed that, too. I don't remember it being part of the campaign. It wasn't on the website anywhere.
Isn't it interesting, though, they talk about this due process thing on illegals? There's a lot of things that could be based on opinion. That could be based on opinion. But I guess then you engage in logic and you say, well, somebody who came here illegally, as long as you can get in by any means possible, you're in.
Right.
And then you get the same rights as anybody else. And then the burden lies on us to determine that you shouldn't be here and then to have you removed. And the due process for each individual, if I cross the grounds in Langley and somehow, you know, enter the building there, can I say I'm in the CIA? And who are they to say I'm not?
And I got a feeling the only process you're going to find is either finding yourself locked up or tossed out the gate.
Yeah.
That'll be your due process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or are they really going to go, well, let's check and see.
Let's get a story.
Yeah, let's see if there was a date of hire here, any training.
Right.
I mean, because I was able to gain entrance, then all of a sudden it's up to you to prove that I don't belong there. What if you just barge into a CEO's office?
Yeah.
Go, I'm here. I'm here.
No, again, security will physically take you by the arms and probably toss you out the front doors. Again, if you're not hauled off and arrested,
They won't do like a Jeopardy or a series of questions between you and the real CEO just to see who really is the CEO.
I am. No.
I'm here. I'm here in this office, aren't I?
This is not to tell the truth. No, it's not.
Due process, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I still have a problem with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, this is logic based.
Right.
You came here using methodology that skirted the rule of law, but now you want that now all of a sudden you do respect the law. Hey,
right.
The law is the law, man. Due process.
Now, I didn't care about the one that got me in.
In fact, you purposefully went against it. Yeah.
No.
I, And for the Supreme Court to rule the way they did, I am kind of surprised. And we'll have to dig a little deeper and try to figure out, you know, what's the mindset there in the Constitution. I mean, if you can just get here by hook or crook, you're in. Well, then, oh my gosh, how many hundreds of years did we waste on having any sort of immigration control, parole, officers, any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we bother with any of that?
Glenn Beck.
It's an algorithm built to exploit your trust. Social media. We didn't get connection. We got an echo chamber that just fueled division.
Weekdays at 10 on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Great weekend was had by many, a lot of events. Newberry Watermelon Festival, I understand, was a huge success. Mm-hmm. We had a good time out at Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Great band was playing, Branford Highway.
They were good.
They really were good. And we found out what it was that Sweet Meats, that did the whole hog and all that, just did a great job.
Yummy.
One of their sides was Mexican street corn.
And it was tasty.
And we didn't know what to call it. I called it like corn salad, but I knew that wasn't right.
Well, I realized once Rita checked in to remind us what it was called, I have had that at restaurants and liked it. It just didn't click in my head that that's what that was, but it was good.
And it had just the right little kick to it, didn't it?
It
was like,
yeah.
It was like, yeah, not over the top, but not like, ugh.
Because you had that, and then I had some of the mac and cheese, but you got the kind of the spiciness of that, and then the barbecue, and it had some of the sauce on it. It was nice and sweet and tangy. Mm.
It was a potpourri of many flavors coming together in a delicious way.
Yeah, that.
If you missed it, sorry you missed it. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
It'll be the 25th. Annual.
Oh, that'd
be big. Raise some money for the Rotary Club. That's always a good thing. Lots of nice vendors out there. I get to meet several of them. Great people.
Lots of listeners.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, great listeners. Some coming from Dunellen, a group of those folks. Really nice people.
That's
shout
awesome.
Out to them.
Cool.
And I think it was a good time had by everybody. But later in the afternoon, I mean, I got to admit it.
Oh, it was
it
warm.
It started getting really warm. You know, around 2:30, 3 o'clock. It's it was. Same thing happened again yesterday. We went on a ride, and saw where Bo Diddley, his resting, spot.
Yeah,
and I'd never been there, seen that before, and that was one of the areas that we kind of rode through. And same thing. It was like great riding until right around that. You know, approaching 2 o'clock or whatever, 1:30, it really started to get scorching hot. And for whatever reason, just the lay of the land, we're riding through more shade earlier than later, just happened that way. But it started to get hot. And it reminds you, man, you really have to take care of your hydration.
Oh, big time, because it'll sneak up on you.
I used to say, you old people need to hydrate. And now I say, us old people need to hydrate.
Is the perspective funny?
Yes.
And
not that funny.
Not ha-ha funny.
No.
It just sneaks right up on you is what it does.
No. I talked to my sister the other day, and she's like, can you believe it that Robbie's 30? I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
She goes, can you believe it? I go, I know. Can you believe it?
All right.
We'll find some good news. I was gonna do the Palm Springs, you know, bombing suspect and all that.
Oh, that's the
It's just another nutbag. Guy Edward Barkus, 25, is identified as setting off a car bomb, and apparently it was pretty darn explosive. It did a lot of damage to the building, and it killed him. So, you know, save the taxpayers money on a trial, but really just what's wrong with these twisted up people? He's kind of a, what they call it, they said he's anti-pro-life, and a nihilist having nihilistic ideation, which, you know, the closest thing that is easy to say is he was kind of an anarchist, I guess, or so he thought, at 25 years old. There might be some sort of manifest. I guess they're not really releasing anything. They're calling it a bark, looking into a possible manifesto that he wrote. I mean,
another whack job, basically, right?
Well, the only reason they serve any value is you can look at the style of writing and the words that they use and these kind of key phrases. And if you're reading somebody's work and it carries a lot of that stuff, that's a person that you might want to kind of keep an eye on. It's not a crime to write in that style, per se. But it does. It should serve as a red flag, definitely, because it's the kind of language that you use when you're part of this, I don't know, for lack of a better term, this kind of crazy cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of
crazy cults, what?
The Gainesville iguana, always just a source of far-left progressive nonsense.
Yeah.
And they never make sense. And here's one. This is an op-ed written by Mr. or Mrs. Let the Voters Decide. You ever heard of that?
Okay.
That's who wrote it.
Okay.
It's an odd name.
I have a gut feeling just by the fact they call themselves this, where it's going to go.
And it has to do with GRU. You do know where it's going, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. The fight for democracy against privatization, for working class people, for our environment, and for a well-functioning government isn't just national. It's right here in Gainesville. Why, 5 months ago, we, the people of Gainesville, voted to take back our local public utilities. Our community came together to run a grassroots campaign to take our power and water back from DeSantis. Since then, we've had a court case, rate changes, projects killed, and money taken from the taxpayers. We wanted to give you an update of where GRU stands and the road forward. So far, this would take forever to go through if I told you all the misinformation.
Because it's all wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of the news is bad. GRU is still in the hands of an unelected, unaccountable board appointed by DeSantis, the GRU authority. And they're doing everything it can to hurt the people of Gainesville and turn our utilities into a culture war.
You mean like lower rates?
Well, they say rates are higher.
Oh, really?
So they claim, which is not true.
Right.
Money is being given away to political insiders.
No, that's
what was happening before.
Yeah, that's what the commission did, is spend it on their projects.
There's no plan for energy generation. That's an unadulterated lie.
Okay.
Ask Ed Bilarski all about their plans.
Yeah.
He said they're running as fast as they can toward relying on private companies for power. A $2.5 billion boondoggle. Are they referring to the biomass plant? Is this person look up like old articles and just go, hey, let's rehash this and we'll just blame it all on like this GRU authority and the voters are so dumb, they won't know any different.
And blocking 40% of the users to not be able to vote on it.
Oh.
They missed that part?
That
doesn't sound local, does
democracy-like.
It? Democracy-like. No, it does not.
All right, we've got our special guest coming up next, Annette Holt. Hang on.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.